so I'm out of here because I know I'm nowhere near what you want, what you're looking for.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Welcome to Going Digimon. Going Digital, a Digimon We Watch podcast, where I'm Sporky.
I am Punk Garrett.
I am Reggae David, I guess, but more importantly, this is a good episode that we watched today. Not many know it, but it was supposed to be a backdoor pilot for the all-new series about Punk Agumon and Reggae Palmon.
I would have watched the fuck out of that.
I would still watch that. Oh my god.
Never came to fruition. It was supposed to be like a screwball comedy set in the Miotismon army, with them trying to fit in while, you know, at the same time trying to not reveal their identities.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of that Funky Cop show that was also on Fox that aired around the same time as Digimon. It would be like that, but with Digimon.
I was going to say, I would really watch a Punk Agumon and Reggae Palmon buddy cop show.
Yeah, I'm totally down for this. In other news, we watched a good episode this week.
Yeah, it's been
a while. In the same news. They're not really other news.
Yeah, so what was this episode, Sporky?
Oh, right. So this was episode number 27, Yami no Shiro Vamdemon, Vamdemon, the Castle of Darkness, or the Gateway to Home.
I'm not into either of those titles, really.
No.
Castle of Illusion would have been better. I would have been down with that.
Isn't Castle of Illusion like a Mickey Mouse game?
Yeah, I was making a joke to the Mickey Mouse game.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, okay. Castlevania.
Because I didn't know the Mickey Mouse thing.
It's supposed to be a really good game. Never played it.
Yeah, it's really good. I played it in my childhood as a child.
I remember playing with Mickey Mouse Capades, the one where you just went into a bunch of like 50s inspired levels, where it was like in black and white. I had that one.
Oh, I think that was Mickey Mania.
It wasn't particularly good.
Yeah, that one wasn't so good. Castle of Illusion's really good, though.
DuckTales, that's a good game.
Woo!
Yep, that is. However, this is not I couldn't think of a good DuckTales podcast title.
Going Adventuring with Scrooge McDuck.
No, that's our Dark Souls podcast name.
Going Duck
It All? Dark Souls podcast name is Going Hollow.
That's true.
Anyway, so the episode starts with them making a point of saying that Joe stole some plastic bags from the restaurant.
I mean, because really, fuck that restaurant.
Oh yeah, totally, but like, it's a plot point that will never come up again.
Yeah, but they took the effort.
Especially because most of the time, like, when they have some object, they just have it.
Yeah, that too. Like, all the food they've been eating lately.
It's fate, they spend the side point to establish they have, like, a magnet or whatever.
They're toying around with the idea of object's permanence.
Yeah. Anyway, so they do that for a bit, and then Ty's like, hey, I'm hungry. Did you guys finish making lunch? And Koshiro's like, no, because Genai showed up. Sure, that's why I didn't cook. Anyway, come on.
Yeah, how does that work? Were they just like, we're gonna kind of sit here by this hologram machine?
Not cooking?
I mean, the thing is that they had cooked food, but then Genai showed up and just ate all the food.
But he's in hologram.
I think they just ate it and didn't want to give Ty any.
I mean, that's fair.
To be fair, if you had been, like, adventuring with Ty for, like, the last 3 months, You wouldn't give any food to it. You wouldn't want
okay,
to give
okay.
any food to it.
That's all
anyway.
Fine and dandy, but clearly in the sub, the narrator is like, and then Tai Chi reunited everyone.
Yeah. Tai did an okay
in
job.
In my head canon, they're just trying to starve Tai until he dies. Just like, we cannot kill him because that's evil, but we have to find a way to get
him. Why? He's like, he's the most useful character.
If only because he's a stupidity lightning rod.
Yeah, that is a thing we established.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
I mean, he's also one of two that get a mega form.
That's true. For now. Give it 6 years.
Yeah, I mean... What if Tri's just in, like, an alternate timeline?
I think that's gonna be the case, but... I don't know. We'll find out.
Also, I imagine that by the end of Tri, Gabumon and Agumon will get, like, a new evolution, and the others won't. Like, they will become champion Digimon God. Super Saiyan or something.
Yeah, I mean, they already kind of... They've got a pretty easy out, because they can just go to Omegamon Paladin mode.
Omegamon, level 2.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or Omegamon, Shoryuken.
Yeah, they will do, like, Alpha Omegamon or something like that.
Or, like, Shin Omegamon.
Oh, God, they're totally going to progress with the Alpha Mon, aren't they? Anyway, so yeah, then the good part of this shows up. So anyway,
I mean, this whole episode's good. I don't know what you're talking
about.
This
episode's pretty good, but it doesn't get great until Punk Agumon.
Okay,
anyway,
fair enough.
Genai shows up and is like, oh, by the way, there's an eighth kid. Okay, thanks, bye.
What's their name, though, Sporky?
He forgot.
Oh. It's Kairi. It's Sakari. Yeah. Can we take a moment to talk about the ending that's new in the song?
Yeah. Fuck this ending. The
like,
song's
like, not the
cute.
Song. Like, the song's fine. It's not I Wish Anymore. I appreciate it for not being I Wish Anymore. I'm not cutting an I Wish again. But like, all of you stop right now. I will pull over this podcast. But so the animation spoils the eighth child.
Just so much. Also spoils Holy Angemon.
Spoils all
yeah,
of
also
the mega
spoils
forms.
Everybody's ultimate or perfect form. Because
yeah.
We haven't seen all those yet.
Yeah.
Also spoils the mega forms.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, after all those spoilers at the end of the episode, there is just absolutely no tension at all. And they all, like, boy, they like spoiling, because they already told us, by the way, Hikari's going to go to the digital world. So the only real tension left was, so who's her partner? And then they show us that, too.
Yeah. And they show us Megas. Like, they show us the next form of evolution we don't even know about yet.
Yeah, no, that's some bullshit. We don't even know there is a ultimate level.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, the show's going to go out of its way to make it look like it doesn't exist here next episode.
Oh, yeah, because that fucks with the puzzle, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, so, that's a bad idea. Don't do that.
Yeah, so the new ending isn't good. That's yep. kind of what we've learned from this.
But they for change, come up with a clever plan, kind of, which is... Okay. Oh, wait. They're also told that there's a gate to the real world. It's in that castle. Go in there.
The castle of illusion.
Yeah. So their plan is, hey, what if Agumon and Palmon just joined the army by putting on a wig that came out of nowhere?
Yeah. So Agumon gets an afro and is now Punk Agumon. And then Palmon gets
dreads,
some dreads, and is Reggae Palmon.
She also gets a necklace that I kind of like.
And oh yeah, Agumon gets a scarf too.
Oh, so earlier we had to establish where the plastic bags came from,
right? Which I appreciate.
But the wigs, no, those don't need any details. Obviously,
Mimi had them.
Mimi just had them. Yes.
Yeah, it's fashion related, thus Mimi had it.
Once again, that could just be their true ultimate form.
Or that. But I think Mimi is just a fashion mancer, and she has control over fashion. hang on. Before we move on, we need to talk about how I figured out Digimon.
Yeah.
So Genai kind of hints at that because all eight of them aren't together, that's why everything's messed up. So the whole reason any of this ever happened is because Hikari was sick and didn't go with everybody to summer camp.
Yeah, because he says there will be distortions, and that's like why Ogumon was able to come through in episode 20. That makes like the entire series happen, if you want to follow that line of reasoning.
Yes. And I choose to until I'm proven wrong, or yeah. I find a better theory. Just play I Wish over it. Just in its entirety. Really, people are gonna be like, why is there 3 minutes of I Wish here?
Oh god, not even the TV size. Anyway, so they join the army, and there's Nanimon. And Nanimon, he's a giant ball. So Nanimon means what mon?
And a it's naked just, mon? A it's naked just, ball?
Yeah, it's
with
just,
a beard?
We didn't have an idea, Mon.
I mean, like, I'm down with it, though.
Yeah, he's got a tattoo.
What level is he, by the way?
He's adult.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have, like, a metal form as his perfect?
Yeah.
I think so.
I remember that, yes.
Anyway, he's the drill sergeant. And he really loves soda. Definitely soda.
Yeah. Spiked with alcohol.
The bubbles go to his head.
Yeah. And then he'll do whatever you want.
So, yeah.
This is secretly an episode about alcoholism.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Although he gets over it very quickly because he's good to fight like 5 minutes later.
I mean, we haven't really established, like, the effects of digi-alcohol on a Digimon and how long that takes.
That's true.
How long that would take for a Digimon that isn't him. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of physical, you know, questions we don't have the answers to.
So, I think it's almost every season. I definitely remember in Tamers when there's also a plot point of we really need to get this guy drunk.
I mean, it's a good plan.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably don't get drunk in season 4, though.
Yeah, I don't think it comes up.
It should. You'll know in, like, 3 years, 6 months, give or take.
Yeah. I think it'd be really funny to see, like, a Goonimon get drunk and start setting things on fire.
A whatmon?
A Goonimon. The thing that not Tai turns into.
Oh, they have names, that's right.
Yep.
I don't remember much about...
I don't remember not Tai's name anymore.
Neither do I. One of them's called Zoe, I think.
Oh, Takuya. She's actually Izumi.
Yeah, or she's Zoe.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, the Blue Ranger's called Phil or something. But I know that's not right.
No, Koichi.
No, what's his dub name, though?
Koichi. They didn't change it.
No, they did.
No, they didn't.
Digimon.
Because I remember all the ads where he's like, Koichi!
No. Fat Blue Ranger.
Oh, JP.
Yeah. Junpei. There it is. Phil.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the Sixth Ranger.
No, that's Leomon.
Yeah. German Leomon.
Wait, I thought you were thinking I was talking about Koji.
Oh, no.
Shit, there's a lot of people who could have been the Blue Ranger in this scenario.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, back to this episode.
It could have also been fucking Tommy.
Yeah, yeah. Tomoki is the best character.
Who couldn't have been in fucking Frontier?
Really,
it's
just
like half
Takuya.
The cast, minus the girl.
Yeah. The girl whose name should have been Izzy, because it would have been much funnier.
That would have been cute.
Because it's the same Izumi that they take Izzy from.
Anyway, that's
that's been Frontier's Minute.
Yep. Davide, can you whip me up a Frontier Minute jingle?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, so they end up having to do some push-ups and stuff. And then they get
and
the guy drunk.
Like Bunny Man.
Yep. Which for like half of them is just the same thing they normally do.
Well, like, maybe they have to hop more.
Maybe, because like, I guess Numan can sort of slide along.
Well, they have to do it like Bunnymon.
The Vegemon totally just hop along all the time.
Also, the best thing about the dub this episode, I think, is, okay, well, maybe not the best, one of the best, because this episode's really good, is that stupid rat is talking, and Agumon's just like, did anybody else see that rat talking?
And no one says anything.
It's like, really good.
I must be hallucinating from hunger. Why? I thought I saw a pink thing talking to us.
Right? So, like, no, my Lord Gary is like, it just doesn't, like, he just doesn't exist.
It's a hallucination because Agumon also got into the sake.
So, but no, but it's a shared hallucination. So, like, also when it was hitting on Mimi, it wasn't there either.
There is no Chumon.
If you really think about it, nothing exists, because Digimon is fiction.
Hush, Davajo.
We'll just put that on the back burner for now.
Yep. Anyway, so
we get the guy drunk.
Yeah, and then they go help break the other kids into the castle.
Yep. And now we're in M.C. Escher's castle.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Vamdemon is off reading Twilight. And
yep. I mean, I'm not really down with that joke.
Eh.
Like, I think he's better than that.
I mean, he's obviously reading it ironically. Like, it's not enjoying Twilight.
Like, I don't know why you'd put effort into reading something ironically.
I don't either, but people do it.
Because you are an evil Digimon.
I also don't know why people would drink PBR ironically. Because, like, haha, it's funny because this tastes terrible.
Isn't PBR that one, like, state-funded channel in America?
That's PBS. PBR is Pabst Blue Ribbon, which is a beer that people drink ironically.
Okay.
Is that... That sounds like the King of the Hill beer.
It is.
Oh.
But then hipsters got it.
Fuck. Okay.
Anyway, So anyway, he's planning to head into the real world, and now we're going to introduce Tailmon / Gatomon.
Yep, who's best Digimon.
Is pretty great. She's better when she's evil, though, because boy do I like her just being snarky and beating the hell out of everybody.
I mean, she still is somewhat snarky when she is good, but not to this level.
Yeah, no. She also immediately loses the ability to clock out everybody else's Digimon.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like, so technically she's an adult, so it's technically first time evolution bonus, and you also have to factor in the evil bonus.
Yeah. But she keeps the bonus because she never, like, de-evolves.
Yeah, she's the only one who doesn't have to evolve back to child regularly. She does it occasionally.
It's because she grew up on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but given that she does not go back to small form, does she keep the first Digivolution bonus?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess until Angel Woman happens, and then she goes. She goes back to just rookie, doesn't she?
No, I mean, she stays adult powered and is still stronger than most.
Even going back from
them.
Angel Woman the first time?
Oh, the first time she goes back to Plotmon.
Which is the rookie form, right?
Yeah, the dog version.
Yeah, so she doesn't even go back to in training.
Well, so let's think about it for a second. Like, this evolution line is like a dog that evolves into a cat that evolves into Jesus, female Jesus, boob Jesus.
That evolves into a dragon.
That evolves into a dragon.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, she has, like, the most not a theme. They're all holy Digimon, but, like, the only thing that makes the dog holy is that its collar is a holy ring, which is pretty adorable.
I want. Is it the same ring that Gatomon's wearing on her tail? Because that'd be really good.
It looks the same, but I think it almost has to be bigger, because, like, the holy ring just fits around her tail, whereas this thing has to fit around Plotmon's neck.
Yeah, but, well, like, how big is a Plotmon to a Gatomon?
That's true. And, like, the dark rings and stuff changed size,
that,
so
that
whatever.
Sounds like a Zen proverb. How big is a Plotmon to a Gatomon?
Like, how does scale work?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so she starts threatening to kill Demi Devimon, which it's too bad she doesn't.
No, that would only make the show better.
Yeah. Also, I think Demi Devimon should have been the 8th Digimon. Just, like, have the person with the Crest of Light have a Devimon. And then...
I mean, but then that messes up Try or whatever, because, like, we have to have evil Hikari.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not worried about that part. But,
Just wait till we get Impmon. Excuse.
Yeah, Impmon is pretty good. But I still think it would have been, you know, cute to have the Crest of Light be paired with a dark Digimon, and then also you could traumatize the living fuck out of Takaru.
Or maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe,
that'd be pretty cool.
Maybe, or Digimon is a Numemon.
Eh.
No, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I like Numemon.
Let's see,
that's
so anyway,
cute.
So she happens, and then... Oh yeah, Myotismon has some cards that are going to be actually expounded on next episode, but he uses them to get through the gate, and then the kids all head into his secret lair after they go through the Escher Castle. I forget exactly how they find the place. I think they just sort of do.
Yeah, they kind of just sort of do.
Joe fumbles with a lock for a while, and that doesn't do anything.
Yep.
I've decided to start keeping track of when the first time they start playing the stock evolution footage happens, and how many of them happen in an episode, because there is an inverse relationship between the number of evolution stock footages and how good the episode is.
I don't think that's true, and here's my reasoning.
Okay.
This episode is good, while his last episode have had less digivolutions and was bad.
Yeah, that's true. But the first one in this episode was at 16 minutes, which is 3/4 of the way through. And then for 5 of them, they did the faster version, which was a good choice.
Well, yeah, they had to save so they could use that sweet, sweet Metal Greymon CG.
Yeah. Metal Greymon is kind of bullshit, and they need to stop using him for everything. But we'll get to that.
I mean, it's a fucking main character problem.
It is. And Ty's a bad main character. He's not the worst. He's no Davis, but he's you know, not good.
We're going to have words about Davis when we get to O2.
Oh, we are going to have so many words about Davis. What if we took the worst two characters and combined them?
But like, no, bullshit. You're not saying he's worse than Matt.
No, no. Davis is supposed to be the combination of Ty and Matt.
I know what he's supposed to be, but it sounded like you were inferring that he is a worse character than Matt.
I think he is.
I think you're wrong.
I don't think
we'll see. It's been a while since I've seen O2. But it's a real close competition.
Sorry, I just think you're wrong.
Okay, well, we'll see when we get there.
Also, why is Davis supposed to be Matt? Like, wasn't
because he has the King of the Digi Eggs of Courage and Friendship.
I don't remember him having like any personality trait of Matt. He was pretty much just Ty.
He's mostly Ty, except that Ty could actually be a decent friend sometimes.
Okay.
And they gave
Davis
him the crest of friendship,
but
ironically.
A good friend.
No, he's terrible at it.
He becomes best buds with Ken, and it's great.
Okay, he has a good relationship with Ken. He can't stop hitting on Hikari. He's just constantly a dick to Takaru.
I mean...
And then he ignores the other two. He only gives a shit about his about Ken because he falls in love with Ken.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I think seriously, like half the cast has a crush on Ken.
Yeah, I'm like that's not an ironic question. That's like a true statement.
I think really maybe just Iori.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, to be honest.
Anyway, we can talk about the O2 ships later.
I mean, it doesn't matter because he's canonically married to Yoli or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have like 8 kids or whatever.
Just too bad because Yoli should really be a lesbian.
But with who?
Hikari.
Okay. I would have also maybe accepted Mimi as an answer.
Yeah, yeah. They can be poly. It's fine.
Okay, so we're going to put that on the back burner for now and go back to this episode.
Anyway,
that went on for a while.
Yeah, that did go on for a while. And into
that
some
went
weird
into,
places.
Like, dark fan fiction.
I mean, I don't think it's dark. It's just
no,
like,
it's pretty regular
fan fiction.
I mean,
dark as in the rating is above PG.
No, well, yeah.
I mean, there could be in a purely platonic relationship still. We haven't talked about direct penetration. Still, not the first
now
thing that
did.
I think when I watch.
Yeah, now we did. Jesus. So anyway, Myotismon goes through the gate, and
yep.
Everybody goes through except Gatomon and Demi-Devimon, and also
yep.
his little army, who don't matter.
Yeah, whatever. They're bad.
The kids all evolve, and the army just runs the fuck away, which is great.
We should discuss about how... You know, they start fighting, whatever, Gatomon summons the Devidramon or whatever. We should discuss
and
about
we're
going to
talk about how Gatomon just kicks everybody's ass.
Yeah,
so
yes,
we'll
but especially the fact that the Devidramons are literally, like, nuke for
yeah, well,
nuke
well, so the dub cut out the best
granny.
Part of this episode, except for the intro.
Except for
of,
all the other best parts.
Okay, a pretty good part of this episode. Which is where, you know, the army runs off and Gatomon is like, hey, but I'm still here. And Joe is just like, but you're small, shoo. And she's like, fuck y'all, and clocks out 3 of them.
Yeah. Oh, you also forgot when, so, Myotismon, is that who it is or is it Vamp? Whatever.
It's the same
evil
guy.
When evil guy's about to go through the door, the kids are running down and Ty's like, I'm gonna stop you. And then he's like, no, you're not. And then Ty's like, fuck you, I am.
Or in the dub, where he's like, who are you? Do you work for me? It's like...
Yeah, that's a pretty good joke, too.
Well, kind of, but it's like, wait. You were just talking about them. How do you not...
Right.
You
he was
fought
being condescending.
Them before.
That was the point.
Oh, is okay. I thought he legitimately just didn't remember what Ty looked like.
I mean, I choose not to believe that, because that's really dumb. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with the ironic.
Okay. I'm into the ironic interpretation.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, so Gatomon kicks everybody's ass and then uses her holy ring to animate some statues. Because that's a thing she can do.
I feel like you shouldn't be able to use a holy object to animate evil things, but whatever.
Yeah, there's definitely that. And then also, this is a one-time power.
Yep.
And then they start fighting the Devidramon, who they should be able to pretty easily beat, because they're not that tough.
Well, they have, like, the stair stun.
That's true. What do you call him? Togemon is totally useless for the first part of that
bullshit
fight. Okay, Chiku Chiku Bang Bang is totally useless. She fires it at the guy
bullshit.
And he just stares at her.
You mean when he also stared at an Electroshocker and a Harpoon Torpedo and Greymon does?
Because Greymon and Kabuterimon managed to kill one. But then he's also just back the next scene, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But he clearly explodes. Whereas he just stares at Chiku Chiku Bang Bang. There's not even...
And Harpoon Torpedo.
Yeah.
Togemon's a good Digimon.
You're just wrong. Lilymon's okay.
We haven't even got to Lilymon yet.
I know, which is a damn tragedy.
Yeah, remember when that should have happened two episodes ago in the Mimi-centric episode?
Nope. Tai needs more time.
God, fuck that.
Yeah.
At least they fixed it in the novels.
Yep. So yeah, they have to finish the fight quickly because the door is closing, and the Digimon keep trying to distract, you know, the three bad guys so that the kids can run through, and I'm like, what the fuck is the plan here?
This isn't a good plan. The plan is like, Tai runs through by himself and then is by himself with an army of evil Digimon.
Yeah. Also, that won't happen for, you know, a couple episodes, but it's real convenient that they don't show up in the middle of Vanvimon's lair when they go through.
I mean, is the lair exactly where the teleporter left?
It's not clear.
Because you think about it, like, they've now gone through, like, there's that huge time gap now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's gonna be, like, months by the time they get over after the other guys are over.
Yeah, because they wait a full day. It's a day in the digital world. It's 1 minute for...
Oh, yeah, that's right. The real world's the fast one. Never mind.
Yeah. Which is actually real convenient. But, you know, it's very convenient that they don't show up at exactly the same place that Vamdemon is. They end up going back to summer camp.
Well, because Well, you see, it's because their bodies are still there and they're just data right now.
Or something, yeah. Also, because I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, or something, you know, that,
make you hang
that
around.
Doesn't get retconned in O2.
Yeah.
So then Metal Greymon happens for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, it takes longer to do the stock footage because then he fires his fireworks out of his chest and
his Giga Crusher.
Yeah, but I prefer to think of it as a Katy Perry joke. And then he kills the two dudes and then immediately goes back to being Koromon.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the whole thing. That's the end of the fight. By the way, why didn't we do this to begin with?
To get through the door.
Yeah, but like, when all five of them evolved, they should all five of them have just gone up to their... Well, okay. I guess only like three of them could, but even so, like, one Metal Greymon could have just dealt with this fight.
Yeah, I mean, or we could have had, like, a Werigurumon, or we could have had
or whatever
the fuck Bergermon evolves into.
Garudamon...
Or Angelmon could have happened.
Yeah, Angelmon would have been handy. Against those demons.
Yeah. Too bad we don't get to see him again until, like, later.
Yeah.
For, like, the second fucking time.
Yeah, seriously. It's crazy. But he's the limit break, so you gotta save him.
Yeah, but like, Angel Woman gets more fucking evolutions than him.
I think it's about equal, but it's
I think Angel Woman shows up a lot more.
Huh. We'll have to keep a count. Anyway, so... Oh yeah, and Gatomon is just like, okay, thanks, bye! And then that's the end of the episode.
Gatomon is a good, smug, evil Digimon.
Gatomon should really be the one in charge. She's so much more effective than Vandimon.
Yeah, probably. But then that kind of made, like, the eighth child thing kind of end weird.
Yeah.
Because then Hikari would be like, oh, yay, we're partners now. And then Gato's mind's like, I have an evil army.
Which would have been real useful against the Dark
Masters.
What
should I do with that? that just would have turned into that one season, X-Evolution, it's the movie. You know the series I'm talking about where they have armies?
Oh, Cross Wars.
Yeah.
Fusion. Yeah.
Yeah, Fusion Cross Wars. Well, Mega.
I mean, Mimi's going to spend several episodes gathering an army, and it's just not going to be very helpful.
It's probably because it's an army of Numamon.
It is mostly Numamon. Andromon helps out briefly.
Okay.
That's about it. I think that is an episode. This was a good one.
It's been a good one. It has. It's been like 2 weeks since the Princess Karaoke episode.
Yep.
Which was good, but this one's better.
Yeah.
This is a good episode, even though it's like nothing but filler.
The filler ones are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to be better than the Sora one from last week.
Yeah. I think getting into a car accident would have been better than the Sora one from last week.
That's a bit rough. I don't know if I'm not going to say you're wrong, but that's a bit rough.
Being in a non-lethal accident that doesn't cause any particular damage to your car would have been...
Just annoying, but not problematic, yeah. Somebody who isn't me should sum up this episode.
Whose turn is it?
I think it might actually be me.
Did Davide do last week?
I think so.
Yes, Davide did last week.
Okay.
I think it is your turn, actually.
I think it is mine. Okay, so this episode starts with them explaining why they have plastic bags for some reason, but then later not explaining why they have wigs. And then Genai shows up, and Genai's like, by the way, eighth child, thanks, lol. Then they infiltrate the palace by being the two best Digimon, and they join an army, and then they have to spend a while doing that, and then they get a guy drunk on soda, and while he's busy being drunk, they sneak the rest of the kids in. Once that happens, Joe's gonna fuck around with a lock that doesn't do anything, and then they're just eventually gonna find out, oh, by the way, this is an Escher castle. Anyway, let's get downstairs. Or maybe upstairs. To where the gate is. There's a gate to the real world. And then Gatomon's gonna show up, and she's gonna kick everybody's asses. And that's pretty much the episode.
Yeah, sounds about right. So this was an episode of Going Digital : a Digimon Rewatch podcast. We're on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com. We have a Twitter, which is at goingdigitalpod. We have an email, which is thegriceballnetwork@gmail.com. We have an iTunes, where we would appreciate your comments and ratings and whatever other things you do on iTunes. Yeah, admin. Nailed it. Boom.
Awesome.
Bubble.
Well, guys, I've had a really great time recording episode number 27 of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast. And I hope we do it again real soon. And listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your Digivice beneath some Digiports and keep hurling Togemon.
Hmm.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
The Digivolution is too punk.
It should be reggae.
Okay.
We'll call
the Digivolution is too reggae.
Yep.
To be punked.
We could compromise on having the OST be full of ska.
Because that's the impression that I get.
Good night.
Knock on some wood.